Welcome to Monsters and Mystery. Monsters and Mysteries. Monster Studiers, sorry. I got that from a TV show. This episode, I didn't really know, because we do a loop-to-loop. But guess what? Instead of Monster Study, holy crap, Monster Studiers, we're gonna, do this new podcast. Called the Comic Talkie. As Daki about the comics. This episode, we're going to talk about Bone. Book 1, Out from Boneville. Everyone who's read this, you guys already know about it. I've read the entire series, but I'm just doing this book first. So, in this episode, I'm going to tell you about Bone. So, I think this was just great. This was just a total success. Yeah, and sorry about the explicit episode. That was not me. It was my little babysitter. I babysit him. Just make it explicit for him. Okay? Show that share the bleep. For bleep. Okay, there. That's how I'm gonna make it explicit. Well, yeah, that probably wouldn't make it explicit. But anyway, yeah, we're going to make it explicit just because Hobby needs it that way. Otherwise, you can't live. I'm going to make another episode explicit to see if it puts an E mark next to my podcast on iTunes. I just want to. You know this isn't explicit, sorry. So, this episode. Are you staring at me? Okay, so this episode, we're going to talk about Bone, of course. So, I think they did great on this. He did great on it. The writer is Jeff Smith alone, pretty much. I'm pretty sure it's Jeff Smith alone. And yeah, if we had some, like Facebook or something like that on right now, I'd give him, like, 25 likes. He's such a good writer for this. Yeah, this comic is a bit bloody and has some mild language in it. Mild language and it's more like in between strong language and mild language. Oh, it's mild language. Because it's both language, like language and mild language. Because the mild language is in one book, where they say hell, and then the language is just where they say like stupid. Because language isn't the terriblest. Mild language is in between, and strong language is like the bleep words. So, yeah, this episode, I gotta just tell you, I loved it. It's published by Scholastic, it's probably a really good comic. I'd recommend you guys go to the store and read it, because it's probably the best comic I'd ever seen yet. So, I'd give it like 25 stars if I could. So, basically, the first is just getting started on it. How it all starts is it just starts in the desert with... I forgot to introduce you to the characters. Phonebone. So, meet Phonebone. He likes reading Moby Dick, long walks, and Thorn. He dislikes, phony scams and stupid rat creatures. Now, I read that online, but I forgot that first part, so I just called it that. But the second part is a line from the story where he says these rat creatures would be pretty stupid to follow me onto this wee branch, like wee as in like wiggly that could break by a rat creature. And then the rat creature jumps on it and he goes, stupid rat creature, like that. That filmy voice was on purpose. I think he did a really good job. Maybe we can even hit 10 minutes if I keep this going. Phonies, favorite things is get-rich-quick scams. He dislikes Smiley singing. Because, like, if you play the video game, it goes, "The old gray bear, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. What she used to be, the old gray bear. Ain't what she used to be! Man, it locked up!" Like that. It's just terrible! Terrible! So, yeah, and his favorite things to do is, I already said that. So then, Smiley's favorite thing is to play on his banjo and, of course, sing. He dislikes, I don't even know what he dislikes. Ted, I just can't remember. There's, like, so much stuff. It's just a really action-packed thing. The dragon likes driving people nuts because he comes at, the last moment. Like, a rat creature's, like, has its claw, like half an inch away from, like, Thunbone's face. And then, right when it's about to stab him really hard, stab him and tear out his brain or his head and something like that, the dragon appears and scorches the rat creatures with his fiery breath. So yeah, it's a kind of, if I could say chaotic, if it doesn't seem like I'd be like saying it was either a video game or it was in real life. If I could say chaotic, it's probably a really chaotic comic. That sort of rhymes. Yeah, it kind of rhymes, but it doesn't. I don't know. So yeah, this episode was pretty cool, wasn't it? It's not the end yet, though. So I think the way that the characters slowly come along is kind of interesting. They're all serious about things in the comic, but what's kind of funny is that they have some like myths, like giant bumblebees in love with Phonebone, or then giant bees. But that's for like the 8th book that I'm on right now. So I'm just reading the series twice. So yeah, it's a very action-packed series that you're probably gonna love. Your kids will love it. Well, probably if they're like 6, they'll love it. Because of the swearing, they probably wouldn't care about that if they were like 6 or 7. Well, the mild language. I'm not talking about the language. I'm talking about the mild language. But probably, I don't think 2-year-olds should hear the language or the mild language. Yeah, my cousin has one that's mild language. Some people even have some that, like, Counter-Strike. I don't play that game, but I know about it. And they have strong language in it. I don't even know how old that kid is. He's like 10. He's like 10 with a strong language game. He's like, "What the fubleep?" Like that. It's funny because I'm holding this in my hand and it's squeaking. But yeah, you should let your kids read this because it's a very good comic. I think the blood is okay. The blood's fine. Unless you're talking about maybe like the blood on the scythe that the hood one has, but that's also from the 8th book. But around the 4th book, there's a big gush of blood in Phonebone's head, and that kind of makes it a bit gross for kids younger than maybe, who knows, 7. So you probably maybe want to give it to like a 7-year-old. But I mean, if it didn't have any blood, it would probably be okay for the 6-year-old to have it. Because mild language is okay for a 6-year-old to hear. If you're like me, you'd say that. But maybe not for you. Everybody has different rules, right? So, yeah. I'd recommend reading it, though. If you don't trust me, then why don't, if you're an adult listening to this, why don't you just go down to the store and buy it for yourself and read it for yourself so you can decide. If you're gonna let your kids read it or not. But this is a very crazy, awesome comic. Oh, and this is about the end of our episode. We even made it to the 10 minutes mark. If I just can last for a couple more minutes. Actually, probably even a couple seconds after that. So remember to please rate, subscribe on iTunes, comment, and report a concern if you think I'm doing something wrong in this podcast, okay? I never said report a concern, but you don't have to, okay? You can do anything. Bye. I'm hoping that some people figure out about this comment, because so far I haven't seen any comments on it, except for my one comment that was apologizing for that. Bye. Enjoy the next episode. Bye.